Thursday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, usually Thursday night we try to do something from Evan Ezer. Although it's Halacha L'maisa, what I'm saying, but it's Halacha L'maisa b'nodem l'chaveiro, so it's not always usually an accommodation reached between the two parties. It's not objective in the sense of forcing one to another. Usually an accommodation is reached. Tonight I want to talk about Maisa Yadayim, that people know the phrase Mashkonsi Shekona Baila. They usually do not know what the phrase really means. Mashkonsi Shekona Baila does not mean that you're kind of the whole thing. Mashkonsi Shekona Baila just means a schus in the peris, when the Gemara says the phrase. So that's first of all, that phrase does not refer to total bailus, but it means he gets a schus peros. Maisa Yadayim, though, is his, and that's what she gives him in place of mezonos. He has an obligation to support her, and she has to give Maisa Yadayim the baila. Now, the Gemara's Maisa Yadayim is basically knitting work, wool work, making things at home. That's what women did then. The Poskim say that whatever is the derech of the women to do as work in that particular locale, let's say you say they usually go out and they're teachers, that's a common thing, or maybe programmers, whatever the minhag HaMedina would be, it would depend not just the Medina, the country you're in, it would depend really on your social circles as well. What the women do, that would be called not Maisa Yadayim. There's levels, there's Maisa Yadayim, there's Moser Maisa Yadayim, there's Maisa Yadayim Al Yadei HaDechak. The different categories, it's in Perek Aleph Al Pi and Ksubis. But basic Maisa Yadayim would pepashtus be whatever the Minhag HaMedina is, although it's not, and therefore would belong to the husband. And the tit for tat of that is that he has to support her. The Dion in the Poskim, though, it's more complicated. The Gemara talks about you can actually make her work in the Gemara's frame of work. Again, the Gemara's frame of work is that she stays home and she, you know, she works, she produces wool, tzemer, she knits, and she produces such things. The question is, Lagabi, if the Minhag HaMedina, whether her husband can actually insist that the wife go out and add to the household's income by doing something that's Minhag HaMedina that women do, that's not so clear. So Rav Yashiv says no, that it might apply to the din of Maisa Yadayim Labal, but it wouldn't apply to actually making her go out of the house and find work.